Frank Bat Finds His Family by Akamine Chan and Ono KTCSK. Summary: in which Frank Bat flees a storm, faces intruders, undergoes puzzling nuzzles, and ultimately discovers a family of bats as weird as he is. Author's Notes: last month, somebody, several somebodies, linked to this adorable video of a wee tiny fruit bat called Lil Drac, who was rescued by a bat sanctuary when his mother abandoned him. Lil Drac, among other adorable traits, likes to rock himself back and forth after he eats. He is also basically the size of a person's thumb. Tiny? Quirky? Obviously, this led many to make the connection with everyone else's favorite tiny, quirky little vampire bat, Frank Iero. Today, somebody linked to a follow-up video which shows Lil Drac learning to fly and being acclimated into a habitat with other fruit bats. Aww. The combination of these things led to the following twitfic exchange between Akamine Chan and I, regarding the adventures of Frank, the littlest brown bat. KTC: did anyone ever actually write fic, or even not fic? Frank, the orphan bat who rocks himself to sleep, finds his family.
Akamine-chan: aren't you doing that? I think you are, because I desperately need this.
I swear somebody else mentioned that it was a thing they were doing. Because I also need it desperately.
Yearns desperately.
Because Frank is just this tiny little bat, right? And he's lost his family in some heart-rending way.
Aww. And he's searching for a home and a family because he's so lonely.
But he's just so small. And every night, morning, when he goes to sleep, he rocks himself back and forth, even if it's weird.
With his tiny little wings wrapped around himself like a hug, and his little ears folded closed.
And then one night he gets caught in a storm. Yes, a terrible storm. And he has to take shelter in a cave.
And he's kind of scared because he's not a cave bat. And it's dark, and there are all kinds of weird noises and smells in the cave.
And so he files into the smallest little nook that he can find, and curls up into himself. Shivering and wet and cold.
And his little feet are having a hard time clinging to the little nook. He's scared and too cold to rock himself.
Suddenly his little nook is invaded by two more bats, nearly as small as him, bickering with each other and shaking out their fur.
He hisses at them because they're strangers. The two stranger bats ignore him and crowd close, one on either side of him.
He wants to be afraid. But they're chattering to each other, and to him, and it's nice. They seem nice, and it's warm with three.
Another bat pushes its way into the nook, bigger than the other two, with more fur. He scolds all of them gently and crowds close.
He's warm and dry and not alone, for the first time in a while. He wants to sleep, but what if the other bats think he's weird?
One of the other bats yawns widely. And Frank feels a nudge as the other bats start to rock back and forth.
The smallest of the other bats is looking at him, a little worried, as the other two drift off.
The bat carefully moves closer and starts to groom Frank's fur, chittering softly at him. He nuzzles at Frank.
Tentatively, Frank nuzzles back. He hasn't been this close to another bat since he lost his family, but he remembers, kind of.
The other bat wraps a wing around Frank. He's still a little scared, because losing his family hurts so much, but he needs this.
He slowly starts to rock himself back and forth, and the other bat hums and joins him, and together they rock themselves to sleep.
And that night, when Frank wakes up, he's warm and safe and not alone anymore. He squeaks happily to himself.
The other bats chitter at him excitedly, nudging him. And the hairy one and the skinny one drop down and fly off into the night.
The darker bat nudges at him, waiting expectantly for Frank to fly off to catch some tasty insects. He hesitates. What if...
He feels sick to his stomach at the idea of being alone again, so soon after he's found other bats who seem... nice. Aww.
The other bat pushes him a little more firmly, his eyes dark. He nuzzles at Frank and chirps. Frank hesitates and lets go.
He's barely out of their little nook when another bat, the skinny one, dives in front of him, with the hairy one close behind.
The other bats swirl and dance around him, staying close, swooping away to catch a bug or two before gliding back.
The little dark bat clicks at him, encouraging, and together with the others, they sweep out of the cave and into the night.
Frank keeps his ears open, listening for the higher-pitched squeaks of the furry bat and the deeper clicks from the skinny one.
All through the night they hunt, chirping at each other to signal a particularly tasty swarm of insects, or a danger to avoid.
Frank eats so many bugs that he feels stuffed, but he's happy, because the other bats are still here with him.
Near dawn, the dark bat leads them to a hollow tree, and the furry bat noses Frank inside before he can ask if he's welcome.
They herd Frank into the nest, surrounding him. He worries that maybe he's being too needy, but the dark bat just croons softly.
Safe, full, and happy, Frank wraps his wings around himself, curls up against the other bats, and starts to rock back and forth.
The furry bat shelters them with his strong wings, and the skinny one grooms him while the dark one nuzzles close.
And that morning, and all the mornings ever after, Frank falls asleep surrounded by a family who loves him, odd habits and all. The end.
This has been Frank Bat Finds His Family, read by Shine the Way as Ono KTCSK and Argentum Lupin as Akamine-chan. Thanks for listening.